If you've noticed an influx of Star Trek t-shirts downtown and a few stranger-than-normal costumes, it's because Planet Comic-Con Kansas City is going on right now at Bartle Hall. Comic book aficionados and sci-fi connoisseurs from around the region will convene over the weekend to revel in their love for all things nerdy. We sent KCUR's own Mike Russo and Cody Newell down to check out the scene for us. As self-confessed comics geeks, they were more than happy to take the assignment. And Mike, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Set the scene for us there, Mike. What's the energy like down there at Bartle Hall?
Well, it's pretty amazing. We're about an hour out before the convention even opens, and there's tons of people in costumes everywhere lining up, and there's a press event. We've noticed tons of different costumes. It's pretty amazing so far.
So for those who haven't been, can you explain what all goes on at a Comic-Con?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different things. I think that there will be a bunch of comic sales happening.
There will be a lot of that.
Yeah, what else, Cody?
I think there will be a lot of, there's a lot of video game representation here. I've noticed a lot of cosplay of people in video game related things. There's board games, that's also here. I think it's mainly, like you said, Steve, it's a place for all things nerdy this weekend in Kansas City.
Like, Cody, like old-fashioned board games or new board games, or what are you talking about?
I mean, we're talking a lot of like role-playing games, so things that are maybe a little bit deeper. Settlers of Catan, I'm sure, is probably going to have
big
presence here. So it's a mix of kind of all different things.
So no Monopoly down there, Cody.
Somehow I doubt that. Somehow I doubt there's going to be any Monopoly at Comic-Con. But maybe there's one person here that is really into Monopoly. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, Planet Comic-Con did record convention numbers last year, and it seems it's because there's something for everybody there. Can you guys explain some of the less obvious attractions that are at a convention like this?
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things that they have here is all the personalities that are going to be here. So in representation, there's somebody from Walking Dead. There's a couple people from Doctor Who. There's Star Trek. Lots of Star Wars. What else?
There's tons of people from Star Wars. There's Tom Felton, Draco Malfoy from the Harry Potter films. There's a lot of video game voice actors. Troy Baker and Nolan North, two of the biggest names in video game voice acting, are here. There's just a lot of different things for a lot of different people.
It sounds like a blast, to be honest with you. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. I mean, we're looking around, you know, there's like families over next to us who are, you know, all dressed up in cosplay, and they have their little kid in a wagon, and it's just a good vibe. Everybody just seems really happy.
Cody, tell us a little bit more about cosplay and how prevalent it is down there.
Cosplay is short for costume play. So that's people basically dressing up as their favorite characters from a comic book or a movie or a video game.
And Steve, we actually grabbed two volunteers from Comic-Con, and one of them is going to be judging the costume contest. Would you like to hear from her about cosplay?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, this is Brittany. Brittany, can you tell us about cosplay and the costume contest down there?
Yeah, sure. So cosplay is costume play. And then a lot of people spend a lot of time and money on making their costumes as realistic as possible. It's kind of a big deal, actually. So costume contest is one of the biggest events at Comic-Con. So it's going to be a lot of fun and lots of people and lots of creativity for sure.
What are the kind of things that you look for when you're like judging a costume? You know, what are the things that really show you like a really high quality one?
Definitely a lot of originality, how much time they spent. There's prejudging that goes on beforehand. So it's like how much time they spent on the costume. Did they make the costume complete themselves? Did they buy pieces? Stuff like that. So yeah, that's basically the main things that goes into that.
Very cool. So what are you guys looking forward to most? Katie, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm just really excited to be part of this. Volunteering is really important, and we need a lot of volunteers. And I know there's about 600 of us that have volunteered for this event, and we can always use more hands to help us. So, you know, people putting in extra hours, it's fun to just be part of the event.
Sure.
Definitely. Yeah, so as you can tell, Steve, lots of excitement down here.
Well, Mike or Cody, can you describe the best costume you guys have seen so far?
Oh, boy. So there was a stormtrooper who walked by who had, like, an intercom system basically going on. So he had the helmet on, and it's like his voice was coming out as it sounds like in the Star Wars movies, which was pretty impressive, I have to say.
Huh. Yeah. And there's been a bunch of Poison Ivies so far. Lots of video game stuff. It's anime stuff that I don't really recognize, but it looks pretty intimidating.
I recognize a lot. I recognize so many that I've been kind of shocked. I knew I was a nerd, but maybe not this much of one.
Are you guys wearing costumes?
No, we public radio costumes, yes, yeah. Steve. So we've got large rimmed glasses, and you know, we've got plaid shirts,
form-fitting jeans,
Big,
yes, jeans. It's good. We look like us.
So have either one of you been to other Comic-Cons across the country? I'm thinking Boston, Chicago, or New York. And if so, how does this one compare?
So I actually haven't been. Mike, I think, has.
Yeah. I've been to New York 3 times. I've been to Chicago, and I've been to Boston Comic-Con. And I would say that what happens here is similar but also very unique to Kansas City. We have a lot of unique creators that happen here, a lot of really cool creatives and things like that, but we also represent costumes, I'd say, just as large as those other places that I've been. So we're really not undermined by that in any way. It's kind of awesome for Kansas City.
You know, for either one of you, are there personalities or creators that you're especially excited to see and maybe even meet?
Well, I would say the biggest one right now is certainly Stan Lee, the famous creator of, the Amazing Spider-Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, you name it. If it's a Marvel comic, he's probably had a hand in it. So he's obviously the biggest name, though I doubt we'll be able to see him because I believe you have to pay extra to see him. So
Neil Adams is also going to be here. He's kind of credited.
Who's that, Mike?
He's credited with giving Batman the darker look of what he looks like. He's also done lots of different things, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, X-Men, Superman, all of that kind of stuff. So it's a big deal that we have him as well. And Katie was actually telling us about somebody that she was excited from Harry Potter. Is that right? Do you want to tell us about that?
Of course. I'm really, really excited to meet Draco or Tom Felton. So I'm so excited. The inner nerd inside of me just can't handle it.
It's pretty awesome.
Is there any other person or character that's the hot thing not to miss this weekend that both of you will be watching for?
So for me, I think the local representation that we have Jason Latour, Cullen Bunn, and Jason Aaron, all people writing big stuff for Image and Marvel, and their lines will be pretty much packed the whole entire weekend, and so I think that'll be really awesome to see for me.
Yeah, I think more than anything, I'm just excited to see what people who are attending do. I love seeing the cosplay. It's really some of these costumes are incredible and clearly took a lot of effort.
Right. I heard there's a bunch of video games. I want to sneak over and play some of those as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be all over that. That's my calling in life.
Well, that sounds great, guys. Mike Russo, Cody Newell coming to us live from Bartle Hall downtown, the site of this year's Planet Comic-Con Kansas City. Guys, have a great time, and thanks for taking a few minutes with us.
Thanks,
Steve. Thanks so much, Steve.